97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. Time now for Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so very much. It's nice to be a part of the Ron Stutz Show, and thank you for WCHL allowing me a platform.
A good friend of mine said the other day, listen to that rain. It sounds like a round of applause.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. Cascades.
Telling me what kind of fool I've been.
And we've done that many times.
That's a good song, though.
It is a great song. I
haven't thought about that song lately.
Yeah.
But he said, listen to the rain. It sounds like a round of applause.
Yes, it does. I like that.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. That's a nice...
Tim Funk. Image.
Tim?
Tim
that was,
Funk.
That
good
was
job,
excellent.
Buddy.
That was excellent.
Yeah, that's really good, man. I like that. I had to remember that. I said to myself when I read that, I said, I'm going to have to use that somewhere. So I just did.
Okay.
So Timothy Funk. It's all yours, buddy.
Is he related to Grand Funk?
I don't know. But
the railroad?
But he has been on the railroad.
Yeah,
he's working on the railroad.
Hey, today we're doing something that's a little maybe out of sync, but people will follow.
Okay.
You all right?
Yes.
Our entire show is non sequitur.
I'm trying to relax and calm down here.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Stay calm.
Thank you.
Stay calm and...
cool and collected.
That's right. We're doing holidays.
Okay.
Holidays.
I'm all in
and
favor
And the holiday that.
That
we're doing is an unofficial one, February the 29th.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, Sadie Hawkins Day, of course, on February the 29th, right?
Yeah, right.
It's the day women are allowed to make advances to unattached men.
Uh-huh.
From which classic comic strip?
Is that why you have so many women chasing you when you come in here every day? But you're not, number one, you're not unattached.
No, and the last woman who was chasing me was probably in a police car or something.
I'm sorry for getting you off the track.
That's all right. From which classic comic strip did Sadie Hawkins Day originate?
Oh, that's a good one.
So if Sadie Hawkins Day, obviously an unofficial one, although I'm surprised that Hallmark hasn't embraced it and done cards and whatever.
Me too.
You know, like instead of getting chocolates or what have you for women, you know, hand out like beef jerky to give to men or something.
Or running shoes.
Yeah, running shoes, yeah. Or, you know, Spike television or... something really male, you know.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Freddie Kiger asking a question about Sadie Hawkins Day.
Right.
And a comic strip.
Yeah, so which comic strip gave birth, if you will, to Sadie Hawkins Day?
Al Capp's Little Abner.
You are correct, sir.
That's right.
You performed in the play, if I remember correctly.
I did. I was Earthquake Magoon in that play in my senior year in high school, if you can believe that.
Are you related to Steve Magoon?
I don't know.
Steve McQueen. Little Abner was first mentioned in the strip November the 15th, 1937, and Sadie Hawkins' race there in Dogpatch ran from November 19th through the 30th in the comic strip. Now, Al Capp's imagination had all spinsters in town competing for bachelors, and if a woman caught a single man and dragged him across the finish line before sundown, then by law, in Dogpatch, you got to get hitched.
Well, it's not just spinsters. I mean, it's women in general, right?
Women, but, you know.
Women who weren't married.
Well, and that was in its first reference to a young woman, a woman who had been in the comic strip called a spinster.
Oh, okay. All right, so.
Yeah, so I'm just referring to the comic strip.
I think of spinsters, I think of older women, you know, or women who've been single for a long time. I'm going to shut up before I get in trouble. Yeah, it doesn't
keep
have...
Keep the hole relatively shallow.
Yeah, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
All right.